I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology. This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
So this week, our theme is stopping, quitting, coming to an end, and we're going to talk about stopping some of our, shall we say, annoying tech habits.
Yes, Lizzie. First, let's start with a little bit of the lay of the land when it comes to just how much our habits have changed in recent years. The average white-collar worker spends 6.3 hours checking their email these days, and it's estimated that there will be
6.3 hours per day?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, and it's estimated there will be a billion tablet users around the world by the end of this year. Of course, the smartphone is probably the biggest part of this. According to Pew, a majority of U.S. adults, 64%, now own a smartphone. That change has come just in the past few years. 7% of Americans say their smartphone is actually the only way they access the internet. So it's important to point out, Lizzie, that this number is really different when we're talking about people's socioeconomic status. For a lot of people in low-income households, our new devices are actually the only way we access the internet. So I think it's important for us to remember before we talk about our terrible habits with our technology and not suggest, you know, everybody throw out their smartphone or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's talk about our annoying habits. What
okay, because there are a lot of them, I think. I guess we should talk about the things that rank up there in terms of the most offensive, the things that perhaps might grease the social wheels a bit better if we quit.
Yes. And Lizzie, I suppose this priority or this list of the worst probably depends on who you're talking to, right? But here are just a couple: taking photos with your massive iPad while you're at an event or a play or something like that, blocking the view of others, looking at your phone while driving. This is a habit that is actually proven to be very dangerous.
Indeed. I went in a simulator at the University of Iowa that shows you just how quickly, you know, sending a text or looking at your phone can cause a crash.
It's really problematic, and we've seen a lot of, you know, PSA campaigns around this. There's been research that suggests screen use in bed is bad for your health and for your sex life, Lizzie.
Okay.
Using your phone around the dinner table is, of course, something that's not considered to be very polite in some circles. My personal most hated is the people who aren't even yet out of the subway in the morning and they're pulling out their phone to look at it and slowing everyone else behind them down.
I was hoping you wouldn't say this because those are the people I hate the most. I wanted that to be
my
number one, you know, most hated subject, which is, you know, there are a lot of people here in New York City where I live. Get out of the subway, man. Get to the street. Then you can check your phone. But on the dinner table thing, I think that's definitely my mother's most hated. And probably my most annoying habit is checking my Twitter too often.
I've been
called out at the family dinner table when I am with my parents for that one. What about you? What do you do the worst?
Oh, man. Well, this is the supreme irony, Lizzie, is I'm actually the one that I hate the most is also the one that I have done before and been guilty of doing, which is looking at my phone while I am on the street and slowing down people. So I'm a total hypocrite.
Yeah,
you know?
I
think these are things that we hate, but that we also sometimes are guilty of.
Okay, so fine. Let's quit. Let's hit the theme of this show and, you know, digitally detox. When I went on vacation, I deleted my Marketplace email from my phone so that I wouldn't talk to you guys at all. So how do we quit these things?
They say the first step is admitting you have a problem. And that might mean you be brave and ask the people around you if they're not telling you already, which in my case, they usually are. You know, what your bad habits are and get them to tell you. I mean, that's a little bit dangerous of a suggestion, but I think in some ways it can be good, right? And if you actually devote brain power to your habit, I think you can beat it. Think about it when you're in danger of doing it. Don't let yourself get into bed until you put the computing device down, for instance, or maybe put it down in another room. you know, if we can be more mindful of this stuff, we can actually, and just know when we're going to do it potentially, I think we can actually start to avoid doing it.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Lizzie.